Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Get those boards laid down. Come on, push. Put your backs into it.
I'm just about to go into the legislation meeting. Can you repeat that?
We found their temple, the Trawlerman's Renegades, just like you said we had to. We're asking your permission to go in. If you give us time to get this done, we can give you the results you've been looking for. Something you can take to the press.
How long?
We're in the mud right now. Just trying to get free. We'll be there by dusk.
It's too late. You understand that, don't you? It's much too late. We're about to vote.
Listen to me, you mewling dunce. Listen. You called us to this hunt. You paid for these troops of yours to march out here and serve in our care because you wanted us to kill a god. You entered into a pact that Gage and I, we understand as something sacred. But you must have imagined something else. Some kind of business arrangement, because then you changed the terms. And now you want to change them again, because all you know how to do is dance and squirm. So if we're now renegotiating, we have a new offer for you. For every minute you make us wait to pursue our quarry, we'll hunt down one of your soldiers instead.
Sister.
We'll take their skulls and we'll take their skin and we'll wear these things as trophies to the glory of the beast that stalks in the long grass. And then we'll ride into the city. We'll find whatever hole you've coiled up in and we'll drag your carrion carcass home through the streets with us. And that can be the final sacrifice to our god, worthless as you are to anybody else. Payment made in full. What do you say? Do we have an agreement?
Fine. Wipe out the temple. Take a few of the ringleaders alive, if you can. Just fucking get it done.
You think the Politico's going to stand for that?
I don't care if they do.
You should have never agreed to this.
We agreed to this.
You agreed to it. I said I wanted a break. I wanted time to breathe. But you didn't listen to me.
Gage, what's happened to you? We agreed to the hunt together. Always together. We agree on everything we do.
We only agree because I let you decide for us.
That isn't true, sibling. You don't really believe that. We're of one mind. We act as equals. We always have, ever since the hunt began. Ever since that first sacrifice we made in the fields. When we moved as one, hunted as one, and the beast hunted with us.
You know that isn't how it happened. Sister, you must remember. I know you remember. That isn't how it really happened. That's only the story you like to tell for us. Tell me you remember.
Let's just get back on the road. Tonight we'll wipe out the Trawlerman's people in their caves, and the Politico can have their victory. And then you can have your breather. I'm sorry if I've been pushing you too hard.
I was running, sister. You must remember. I was running for him through the fields. I would have been his quarry. And I tripped and fell. And he was on top of me, choking me. And you came at him with the knife. And it wasn't easy. It was hard and ugly. And when it was finally done, you sobbed. You sobbed like a baby. Sister, I know you remember.
Get those jeeps moving. Go, go!
Be ready with a rifle. You down there! This is private property.
I know it is, you fucking idiot! The river rises!
She said the river rises.
What's the passphrase?
I've got an injured child of the water back down the hill. She needs medical attention.
If you are a child of the water, you'll know the passphrase.
I know the one from last summer. It was a passage from the verses. Something about tides. I don't...
Cock the rifle so she can hear it. No, that's too quiet.
Just open the gate. I knew it's Brother Faulkner. Sent for Catavasian Mason. You can ask him.
It's a trick. Don't trust her.
And who should we tell him is at the door, exactly?
My name's Carpenter.
Sister Carpenter is...
dead, yes. If you just listen to me.
Brother Flicker, Brother Faith, it's me. The passphrase is calm waters rise to swallow shattered roads.
That's...
Brother Faulkner. We're sorry, brother. We thought...
That's okay. Open the gate, please.
Of course. At once, brother. Open the door.
Thanks. Carpenter, this is Brother Flicker and Brother Fight.
Twins.
I return. He devours.
You're not really Sister Carpenter.
Brother Flicker, Brother Fight, we left Sister Thorox in a car further down in the trees. I need you to send a stretcher for her right away.
Of course, brother.
And then I want you to see about getting the disciples ready to leave this place before dark. We're no longer safe here. We need to speak to Catabasian Mason as soon as possible.
I'm... afraid that's going to be quite impossible, brother.
Why?
Catabasian Mason left us earlier this morning. He said he had business in the city. He took one of the jeeps and he told us to hold the fort here until he returned.
Oh, bastard. Coward. I told you, Carpenter, he goddamn abandoned them.
You're not... brother, I think you're misunderstanding me. He didn't abandon us. He simply had business.
No, it doesn't matter. In some ways, this makes things easier. Load up the rest of the jeeps with as many supplies as you can and get everyone ready to leave. We're emptying this place out. Like Faulkner said, we need to be in the hills by sundown. We leave no trace behind.
You heard her, didn't you?
I'm sorry, brother, but I'm not sure we can do that either.
Why not? How many people are down here?
54 adults, 20, I think 28 children.
They've been coming in little by little, almost since you left, Brother Faulkner. Every few days, another family. Sometimes two.
The old historic place of refuge.
Some of them were nearly starving by the time they reached us. They spent weeks hiding out in the reeds by the water's edge, waiting for the soldiers to pass.
Catabasian Mason said that we could be confident the danger might have passed us by.
Catabasian Mason was wrong.
How many jeeps do you have?
3.
How many of these people can walk?
Maybe half.
What do you think?
There's no way in hell I'm leaving them behind.
Good. Then we need to get ready.
So, the gulch has 2 floors above ground facing the hillside and the road beyond. There's a few narrow windows carved into the rock at the upper floor. Could be used to take shots at anyone coming up the hill.
There's a lot of trees. A lot of shade. They'll need to be good shots to have a chance of hitting anything. Are you confident in your people?
I'll slow them down, at least.
Fine. So, we station maybe 6 disciples up there with rifles. No more than that. Let's not overcommit. What about the canyon side facing the river?
There are 3 low sluice gates at the base of the rock. They open up to fill the sacrificial cages.
Yeah, I remember. They're reinforced, aren't they?
And well hidden. If anyone wants to take the time to break through them, they'll be wading through the river up to their necks.
Okay. So we should keep a couple of the greenest on watch there, but I don't think we need to worry too much.
Maybe let's hide some supplies on the far bank. Could make for a good escape route if we get the opportunity.
Yeah, well, the problem is, then we'll be the ones struggling through the current, and we'll be visible from the road. We'll be easy targets for anyone watching us from above, and that'll be far worse for carrying wounded with us. I agree it's a potential escape route, but it's not one we should think about using other than a last resort, once we know the enemy's committed their forces to a direct assault. Maybe we could jam the gates behind us, hold them up while we get to safety across the river.
We could get some of the wounded disciples down there to pray for a favorable tide, perhaps.
Couldn't hurt. So, they need to go in through the front door. We can make them pay for that. But once they're in, it's numbers. That's the problem. Even if you count one of ours for one of theirs, we're talking about 40? 50 trained and fully armed soldiers against a bunch of...
children.
A few sour old fucks too, but yep.
What are you thinking?
Accumulative warfare. Remember how they used to defend the bunkers on the northern coast? They'll get past the gate, and they'll have to get past the first barricades, that's a certainty. We can't hold them forever. So... once they make it past our defenses, we need to make use of the gulch itself. Split them up, get them lost. Get them chasing us down the corridors. Send runners out to draw them away. We can lead some of them down to the vaults where the water comes in. That's where we can find an advantage. We try and take a few of them alive. We brand them with the prayer marks. We say the hallowing words and we shove them back out into the hallways to find their comrades. If we're lucky, they'll change quickly enough to cause some proper havoc. It's unreliable, I know, but...
there's an alternative, though. We could call for volunteers from amongst our own people. Howl them ahead of the attack, not daring it. We'd create a few saints that could already be wandering the hallways before they even broke through the front doors. It'd be a lot safer. A lot more reliable.
Yes. It would be. Is that what you want to do?
We'll make do with what we have. All right. Where do you want to be? You want to take one of the rifles and go to the upper floor? We could really use a killer up there. Help to thin them out as they come up the hill.
Faulkner, I think I really can't bear the thought of taking any more lives in the service of the parish of Tide and Flesh. I came here to help, and I intend to. But I've bloodied my hands my entire life in the name of this fucking god, and now that I've actually finally made some kind of change, I really don't think I can stand to go out like that. Not in the bastard's own temple. Not surrounded by his people. You know? If we're going to die down here, I don't want to die as a weapon of the faith, as his attack dog. I want to die doing some good for other people. I know it's... I hear myself saying it, and it's a ridiculous distinction, and it's the worst possible time.
It might be the only time. Okay. You're a supporting party. We'll put you down in the dreaming pools. You can be in charge of the disciples down there. Get the traps set up for the last defenses, check on the wounded, keep everyone's spirits up. If we need to take the escape route into the river, they'll need someone to lead them out. Does that work?
Yes. It works.
You'll be an asset wherever you are. Thank you, by the way, for not telling them it was all my fault.
Oh, come on now. What kind of story would that be?
Sister Thurox, good to see you on your feet.
Limping, at least.
Good. Carpenter, you, want to say a few words to him?
These aren't my people anymore, Faulkner. Besides, I don't know what I'd even say.
That's all right. I've got something prepared.
Yeah, of course you do.
Again.
They're coming.
We're unarmed.
Us too. Come a little closer. There's nothing to be frightened of. Hi. You must be Carpenter. So sorry we didn't recognize you before. We've been killing our way up and down your river for so long now, and I have to tell you, it is such a relief to get someone in your crosshairs who actually matters. I suppose you're the one in charge here.
No, he is.
I'm Katabasian Faulkner, of the Parish of Tide and Flesh, Prophet of the River. We've come to negotiate for the safe return of your hostage. Before we go any further, I'd like to know who I'm speaking to.
I'm Gage, and this is...
Not so fast, not so fast. If he's in charge, what's your role in all this precisely? I'd like to know who I'm talking to, and I get easily confused.
Oh, I'm just a friend of the family.
She's one of the Cairn Maiden's people. She left our faith a long time ago. She's a neutral party in this, and she shouldn't be considered a combatant.
Oh. Shouldn't be considered. So why are you here exactly? You stopped by for an interfaith conference? Well, one mystery solved. I suppose our hostage belongs to you.
Bring it out!
Home. I have to get home.
Gage here started speaking to the old heap of bones and... what do you know? It spoke right back. I never even have thought of it. Guess every corpse has a story to tell.
What?
Where's your other hostage? Where's Brother Tapper?
I don't know who that is. You're really not part of this, Carpenter? Is he telling the truth? You're a Cairn steward now? All right, we're not unreasonable. So long as she stays out of the way and she doesn't cause us any trouble, she can be left out of it. Hear that, Cairn Steward? Find yourself another room to hide in and you'll be left alive. You can bury the corpses once we're done here.
No, I won't bury you.
We also have some families with us, a lot of children. I'd hope that we can... negotiate their safe release?
Just listen to him. The confidence from... what was your title again? Prophet of the River? Do you actually think you're at war with the government? Do you think this is a meeting of equals? What's the aim here, Gage? What do we intend?
The aim is to wipe your god from the face of the land.
Precisely right. No, there's only one offer that needs to be made here today. Bring out your leaders, your preachers, your keepers of history. Lead them to the front here, into the wet grass. Put them on their knees. Take your place amongst them. Unbar your doors and raise your heads. And if you're lucky, perhaps we'll run out of bullets before we come to the sick and weak and young.
If you don't want to negotiate with us, why did you come out here at all?
To look our quarry in the eyes and to cherish its final moments. This hunt's been challenging in its way for my sibling and I. We've earned what's coming next.
Your death is waiting up ahead of you, hunters. She keeps watch over the gates of this place. And if you strain your ears, you'll hear her whispers reaching out for you. This is my advice to you, and it's as kindly as she is. Turn around. Make a detour. There'll be another time for you to meet with her. The walls here have withstood attackers for centuries. You'll lose half your people just coming up the hill. You're both still young. You can have a long life ahead of you. A life that's filled with endless possibility. If you take another path. What about you? You haven't said much. Does she speak for the both of you?
She and I...
You smug, stupid old woman! You think you can divide us?
Sister!
You think either of us can be swayed from the course?
Sister, that's enough.
You think barbed and broken words will save you?
Let's go, Faulkner.
We'll be waiting for you to make your move.
Go back to your people. You and your little prophet of the river. Say your final prayers. Run and hide if you like. Drown yourselves in your river if that's how you'd rather die. It doesn't matter. This is how it ends. This, tonight, this is how it ends.
We're almost ready. There's a hidden ditch about halfway up the hill, and we're not getting the jeeps up past that. We'll keep them back, shine the spotlights up into the windows, try and buy us enough time to blow the doors. 5 of the fastest runners have satchel charges. 10 more are carrying decoys. They'll fling smoke grenades up as they go.
Fine. You disapprove, of course.
We'll lose people going up the hill. There's no changing that. We'd be better off trying to starve them out.
A real predator strikes without hesitation.
A real predator knows how to wait and choose their moment.
If we wait too long, the politico's apt to change their mind again. You see, sibling, I have thought about this. Send them on up as soon as it's dark. Gage. You're not dressed.
It'll be dark down in the tunnels. The helm and the hood, it'd be an inconvenience.
An inconvenience? All right, then. Let's get started.
Carpenter, it's me. Barricades are all set up. We've got our rifles watching from the windows. No movement yet.
They'll wait until it's properly dark. You could try throwing a few torches down into the grass. It's too wet out there to start any wildfires, but it'll give you more light to see them by.
Good idea.
They'll try and blow the doors quicker than trying to get them open by hand. Keep an eye out for anyone with a rucksack, anyone who looks like they might be carrying explosives. You made sure the barricades are placed well back, didn't you?
We did, don't worry.
Good. Make sure you retreat as soon as you need to. We'll be waiting for them down here. Your people are ready to put up a fight worthy of any heroics from the verses, Faulkner. If we survive long enough to tell the story, you might end up getting your own chapter in the damn thing.
I've planned for that.
What do you mean you've planned for that?
If we die tonight, I've hidden a record under the flagstones in Mason's office. Tells how it all went down. We fought 150 government men and we drowned the steps in their blood before the trawler man rose to drag us down to the safety of his garden.
And how do I die?
Oh, you were never here. You appeared as a vision to convince me not to give up hope.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me such a tidy ending.
Carpenter?
I'm here.
I never had a sister. Growing up, I had two older brothers, and when you have two older brothers, you spend a lot of time thinking about how a sister might somehow be better, and... Please don't make me spill it out.
You don't have to explain anything to me. Prophet of the water, though. The young Katabasian, maker of the speeches, defender of the Paraclete's Gulch. He doesn't need a sister, does he?
No. That's not why I need her.
Well, I did have a brother. And I never got over what happened to him. So you just be fucking careful out there, Faulkner, all right?
I will. You too. They're gathering at the foot of the hill. Looks like they're bringing out the jeeps. They've got a couple, looks like... like spotlights?
They're going to try and blind you.
They're throwing something into the grass. It's... oh, a smoke screen along the hill. I think this is it. It's happening. I'd better go.
Keep in touch.
Siblings! Why does the trawler man have two mouths, and why does he have two faces? Because there's not a damn thing in this world that can be accomplished alone. The soldiers out there are government people. They're not like us. They've always been alone. They've just never understood that. They're looking to their paychecks to give them courage. And when that falters, they'll look to their leaders. And when their leaders are lying dead in their own blood, they'll have nothing else to give them strength. We look to each other as we always have. When your brother falls, pick him up. When your sister reloads, it's your turn to shoot. When your sibling falters, you need to show double the courage until theirs returns. Ensure every one of these interlopers dies lost and alone and quivering as they're dragged down to the trawler man's garden. The river rises! Fire at your own pace, siblings. Good luck, everybody.
How's it going out there, Faulkner?
They've pulled back. I've counted maybe a dozen. We got five of them, I think. We lost four. Hard to see anything through the smoke and the lights. They're all carrying the same satchels. Think some must be decoys. One of them blew as he got close to us. A lucky shot from Brother Flicker. We won't keep on getting lucky.
You need to wait until they get close. There'll be a moment where they'll pause before they toss the charges. The decoys will pull back and your targets will run ahead.
I know what I'm doing, Carpenter. Movement. Oh, they're coming again.
All right. We'll be waiting for them down here. Good luck. Brother Fade, how are we looking?
Stretchers are prepped. The tide remains low and the currents are calm. The trawler man smiles upon us.
How long do you need to open the sluice gates?
A few minutes.
Wait for the signal. Faulkner will let us know as soon as his people reach the lower levels. If they're not giving chase, if they're not following us down to the gulch, if they stay on the surface and wait for us to emerge, the bell won't sound.
Then what do we do?
Die in a hole, most likely. We'll have to make a dash through the currents to the far bank. They'll have a clear shot at us from the road, but maybe the trawler man will give us another miracle. So keep on praying. Go. Keep your eyes and ears open. When you hear the right words from someone running down the stairs, you let them pass. When you don't hear the words, you don't hesitate. Grab them, brand them, twist the gun out of their god's damned hands when they come through the doorway. And you push them back out and you lock that door behind them. If someone falls, focus on the enemy. You can help them once the work is done. All right, be ready. Take up your positions, it won't be long.
They're through! Get back! Everyone, get back! Into the tunnel! Brother Flicker, run!
You go, Catabasian! You go! I'll keep these godless wretches back! Ease away my grateful skin, Trawler Man! I will rejoice at skin reshaped in silt, and my fragments will swim in the currents of the abyss. Fill my eyes and mouth with thick and choking mud, Trawler Man. I will exult in the death of sight, sensation, and noise.
Bear me away into Black Death's, Trawler Man. I will forget my pain and the name I once wore. Rise like a dark river in my throat, Trawler Man, and my drowning lungs will...
Mine.
Torch is on. Take it slow. Burn anything that moves. If you're stupid enough to get separated, you deserve everything that's coming to you. Follow me!
Move, move, they're coming this way.
Stay quiet.
Carpenter, this isn't working. They're sticking close together. They're not letting us split them off. We're taking losses up here. I don't know what to do. Carpenter, I need help. I need ideas.
Stay quiet.
Turn back! Turn back! There's something down here! This passage is flooded! There's no way down here!
Use the echoes. Use the echoes. Keep running, but make some noise wherever you go.
I've got one of them! I've got one! Follow me! Can you hear me? Where did that idiot go? Where's the torch gone?
Get him out! Get him out into the corridor! Blessings upon the Trawler Man. The first saint is loose in the eastern stairwell. Get clear of there as soon as you can. Can anyone hear me? Katabasian Faulkner. Sister Carpenter. Flicker.
All right. We're making progress. There's a lot of panic up there now, and the saints are starting to turn. I'm gonna gather everyone up I can and we'll head down to you. You ready to make a run for it?
Timing's good. The tide's beginning to turn. Our luck holds, it'll be flooded down here by the time they arrive and they won't be able to follow. We'll need to be quick.
Give me 5 minutes and I'll be there. Everyone, it's time to move. Just as we practiced.
Katabasian Faulkner, I need to speak with you.
Sister Thurox, you should not be up here. You need to get down to the Dreaming Pools right away. If you can't walk fast, find someone to carry you.
You've got enough wounded to carry as it is. Katabasian, I want to stay behind.
We're not leaving anyone behind, Thurox. Get down there with the rest of them. Quick, come on now.
Katabasian, please. Please listen to me. I want to be useful to you. Give me the Wither Mark.
That's not...
I'll barricade myself into Katabasian Mason's office. I'll wait until you're clear... And then I'll set it off. There'll be nobody left to follow you into the hills. Please.
We all have our part to play, don't we? And this way, maybe others will be inspired to follow you. Everyone up and down the country, they'll know that when our enemies fell upon us, it was by your hand that the river's wrath fell upon them.
No. They'll say it was by yours. Keep your walkie-talkie close to hand and stay on the line. I'll contact you once we're well clear and in the hills. The Wither Mark is immense. You need to understand that. It's like nothing you've ever seen. So you'll need to give us time. Maybe more time than you'll have. Just don't use it till I give you the signal, all right? If they find you, if they break through to you before we're ready, then do whatever you need to do. But leave the mark alone.
I understand.
Begin with Dolores Rose. Inside that, a hexagonal frame with a pair of twinned eyes. Old pattern. In the heart. 6 rods connecting the corners to the petals. Then, 6 basic prayer symbols, clockwise, starting at the top. Earth, water, pain, fury, effort, completion.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Will you remember it?
I will, Katabasian. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this.
Go, I'll draw him off.
Hey, right this way, over here.
Prophet of the river, where are you running to? I know you're down here. Come on, make this easy. Come forward into the light and I'll kill you quick. Prophet, you still breathing?
Faulkner, are you there? Faulkner!
All right. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you are the brains of the operation. Well, are you going to take your shot?
No need! You took it for me!
What the fuck is that?
It's a man of war! Faulkner, can you hear me? For fuck's sake, Faulkner, we need to get moving!
It's me. Linked up with the survivors in the Northern Passage. We're heading your way. You start leading them out into the currents. We'll catch you up.
All right. Brother Fade, let's get these people out onto the water. Let's go! We're getting out of here!
Come on. Come on. Damn thing.
Adjudicator. How were the peace talks?
Who the hell are you?
You and I actually went to school together, if you'll believe it, back when you grew up along the water's edge, as you're so fond of telling the papers. But I'm not here tonight to reminisce about old times, but rather as a senior representative of the parish of Tide and Flesh.
To kill me?
Let's hope not. The car door's already unlocked. I saw they'd equipped you with a silent alarm. That was extremely prudent of them under the circumstances, but please don't go lunging for it. Let me get to the point. I've been reliably informed that the God Hunters in your employ have just this morning located one of our main refuges. A good number of my people are defending that position, to the point of what I could only describe as hopelessness. Wounded, families, and so on.
Ah. You want to beg for your people's lives?
If their survival can be worked into our arrangement, I'll take it as an added bonus.
There's not going to be any arrangement.
The results of the legislature's vote on retributive military action will be announced to the public tomorrow morning, I understand. The sheer number of whiskies you consumed at that last bar, however, gives you an early impression of what we can expect.
You've been following me.
Closely enough to hear you tell your advisors that you're admirably planning to lead a protest appeal. But you must already know it will fail. When the war begins tomorrow, as one of its key opponents, you will become useless. Or, worse, suspect. Your odds of retaining your position after the local election results, well, we both know how that's going to turn out.
Maybe I don't want to retain this position. Have you considered that? Maybe I've had enough of these fucking twisters.
If it helps, I still believe you could still do a considerable amount of good where you are. If a war must break out tomorrow, and of course we all hope that it doesn't, it's surely better that it has good moral people overseeing its direction. The right hands at the wheel. Allowing someone like Adjudicator Barbeau to take control, it seems like a dereliction of duty more than anything else, doesn't it?
That's not her title yet.
No. Not yet. It takes wisdom, in the face of hopeless inevitability, to understand that our circumstances must inevitably change. And it takes cunning to consider how said change might make the hopeless future look not quite so hopeless after all. I believe you possess both of these qualities in ample measure, Adjudicator. Our faith is old. Our God is powerful, as you've seen. And you will most certainly be able to reassert yourself, reinvent yourself even in the legislatures, in the press, wherever such a reinvention is required, during the course of the coming war, by offering the strength of the White Gull River towards the national effort. We're available for hire. You are still looking for a running mate, aren't you?
You think people have forgotten about what you did at Bellwethers?
I'd go further. I'd suggest that thanks to the sterling efforts of Ms. Barbeau and company, a considerable proportion of our citizenry are already fully persuaded that it was our enemies across the water who were responsible. When war breaks out, bellwethers could be just another terrible crime to be added to the litany of charges against them. The formal licensing and recognition of our faith, accompanied by some suitable press statements as to our innocence, should be enough to settle the matter for the history books. The tune is already written. The song merely needs to be sung. Alternatively, I kill you right now in this parking garage, and your assassination, which again will presumably have been carried out by the same agents of the Linger Straits who made an attempt on your life last week, it can be my personal solace for our loss today. Under those circumstances, whether they mourn you or replace you, adjudicator, the war will still go ahead. Inevitably.
And how will your own people feel about becoming lawful again, exactly?
The Ketabazians will agree with me. They understand that change is needed if we're going to survive. We have a few younger, more fervent elements, it's true, but I've been working to deal with those in my own fashion. Nifty little gadget, that. The perks of leadership.
They installed it as another security measure, in case of attack. Can I take this?
Oh, please do. It'll be for me anyway.
Hello?
It's for you.
Thank you. Sister Thurux, good to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll remember. Love you lots. Bar the doors and keep yourself safe now.
What the hell was that?
Oh, the final piece in our negotiations. A gamble that paid off. The Withermark. The Wrath of the White Gull River is now available for sale as part of our arrangement. A miraculous new weapon. Only one previous owner to date, which can be turned upon any foolish invaders who set forth in the Northwestern Territory. It's been uncontrollable and somewhat clumsy, yes, in the hands of fanatics and fools. But that doesn't mean it can't be controlled and put to good use. In the right hands. It's yours, adjudicator. If you want it. Well, what's your answer?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.